At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Landfill doing some elite trolling.
Yeah, he trolling you.
Now, we've established on our program.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Like, on our program, we've established Fritos, Honey Barbecue, Twists are the one seed of snacks. We have an anonymous chip benefactor that sends us boxes of chips. Probably not good for the waistline, but they taste good as hell. He also sent us a box of salt and vinegar chips. Shout out to the anonymous chip benefactor.
Yeah.
CK, the Cluster Buster, has proposed. He brought in a new bag of Fritos for us to try. He thinks they're better.
What kind is that?
Just barbecue.
Plain barbecue?
So we might have to try that a
little
later.
Without the honey?
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
This barbecue here on this regular corn chips, like, they're not twists, though.
Not twists.
Yeah, I think I've had those.
All right, I don't know that I have, so we may have to try those soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do, however, need to discuss what is going on with the New York Football Giants. Did anybody watch that last night?
Because
they just looked so bad. Early on, Jackson Dart, down the sideline, gets leveled. And it was a legal hit.
Totally legal.
How long until that kid needs to learn to get out of bounds?
Well, after the game, he doubled down. I'm going to keep running. And he never said, I'm going to try and take care of myself, but he's going to keep running.
He just missed, what, two games for concussion?
The other hit that happened a little later, where he slid super late, the guy had already started to lunge, and then he decided to slide. You're going to get hit in those situations. And that's what the just like a fair catch. If I'm back returning and I'm fair catch, you coming, and right before you get to me, you're a step away, and I decide I'm going to put my hand up, I can get a penalty for late fair catch call. They should be able to call a penalty on that damn quarterback for sliding too late, too.
I agree with that.
You know you're going to slide. Go down 2 or 3 yards ahead of him. Don't get right, step on the guy's foot, then decide, oh, I'm going to slide. And his players, you know, they thought your quarterback's stupid. You need to tell him to stop doing stuff so late. He was inbounds when he got hit on the sideline. He was sliding late the other time. And then he likes to lead with his head.
White Brian is our resident Giants fan. He grew up somewhere between Long Island and Pennsylvania. His team affinities are very complicated, but he's a New York Giant fan. He's not a lot of Giants, Mets, Auburn people in the world, but White Brian's one of them. In the text thread last night, WB, B-Mitch and I were pretty clear that unless that dude figures it out, talking about Jackson Dart, he's on a Patrick Ramsey career path. Like, you just cannot take these monster hits, especially with concussions. What do you make?
He needs to learn how to slide. It's a shame because he can throw and read a defense so well. Like, that throw to Theo Johnson in the back of the end zone that Theo dropped because he drops every other pass was beautiful. Like, he can throw and read a defense, but he's just going to get himself killed.
I actually like the dude's moxie, but dude, you're not in college anymore. Somebody gonna take you out.
These dudes can catch you, and these guys will crush you. And I think,
and the thing of it is, like, the ego makes you think you're built like that. He's not built like that. You know what I mean? It's like there are some guys who could be running and taking those hits, and they bounce up like it's nothing. Like Marshawn Lynch when he was playing. You know, he's not Marshawn Lynch.
No.
So he better learn that real quickly.
Yeah, and then listen, the Giants got thoroughly crushed. Do you think they have to fire Shane now? Is this getting to fire everybody territory, Dub B?
Yeah, they should have fired him when they fired Dable.
Yeah, I think you got it. Bro, you're 2-11. You got throttled last night. And by far, the most embarrassing part, Landfill, can you tee that up for us last night? There was a field goal attempt last night. I'm gonna let the boys talk here.
47-yard try now by Younghoe Koo, and he stumbled. Gillen gets swallowed up. Patriots ball.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Looked like he just stubbed his foot right into the turf.
Here it is.
Whoops. I guess that goes down as a miss.
I don't know. He never touched the ball.
Gillen then got pounded. Patriots ball up 10.
Like, often audio doesn't do as good of a job as seeing something, but I think right there really told the story from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
What did I say earlier? I've never seen that. He kicked the ground.
He tried to blame the holder. He said
the ball was sitting in the same spot the whole damn time. If he had kicked the ball, I can take the blaming the holder, because if you saw the holder put it, it was lean too far, then he slid it up a little bit. But kick the ball, dog. The ball was still in the same area. It was just the angle was different. But don't kick the ground a foot behind it. That's like when you go to hit your golf ball and you hit way a foot behind it. Like, damn, what happened? You didn't hit the ball.
The Giants special teams last night allowed a punt return touchdown. You had that field goal attempt and then a fumble on a kick return where the dude just got blasted. Part of his helmet flew off.
He went night-night.
I don't blame him for fumbling. Holy moly.
I mean, when you sleep, you can't hold on to the ball, dog.
That hit was vicious. You get thrown out in college. I know you think that's okay. The hit last night, you saw it as
that
legal.
That hit was legal because the guy, the face mask in the front part of the helmet caught him. That's not targeting. Targeting is when you come in and you lunge
and
with
you
the crown of your head.
Right.
He didn't do that. Well, he was coming in, set up like they tell you to hit. They say, hit.
He was coming in with his shoulder.
And then the guy, helmet, bam. Because the other guy hitting him into that guy caused the problem.
What, Brian, what did you think of the Giants special teams last night, bud? Were you
they
impressed?
Special.
They lost me my fantasy football matchup. I was not happy.
Say it with passion.
Brian's so low-key. They lost me my fantasy football matchup. I was not happy.
The Giants are just a true disaster. I don't know. I am surprised how much they've bottomed out. Are you?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
No, I'm not super surprised because, let's be real, Daboll tried to use Scatterboo, his intensity, and also this kid Dart's intensity to promote his team. And what he did is make Dart think he's invincible. And Scatterboo thought he ran the damn world. When he ran into the tent and all that stuff, he had an unfortunate injury. And I still like how he plays, but he tried to utilize those kids' exuberance to help him out. Now they both gone.
Well, and then
I mean, he's gone and Scatterboo's hurt, and this kid gonna be sitting on the sideline with him if he doesn't learn real quickly. You can't play ball like you play it.
Well, and then I wanted to check in with Jeff Walker, Jeffrey. Abdul Carter was, what, number 2 or 3 overall pick, pass rusher out of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Abdul Carter has now been benched
twice
for the second time in 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
And our guy Jeff was on the case. Jeff, what did you find in your investigation why Abdul Carter was suspended or was benched?
All right, so allegedly, Abdul Carter is a freaky frog. He's a freaky frog. He allegedly, this was made up from a fake page, but you
bought it.
It led me to do some investigation.
Well, let's start with what you thought Abdul Carter did to get benched.
Okay, so I didn't think anything. I it was news to me that he was benched, and this page just came across and was like he was benched for watching pornography. So I'm like, no way this can't be true. Let me go see, like, look for an ESPN article.
What he does on his own time is his business.
Nah, but the dude said it happened while he was in the coaches' meeting. I mean, while he was in a meeting and no headphones was on. But what led me...
No headphones is the most egregious part. You should have been like,
I thought the headphone fell out. The thing came out and then the noise hit.
I don't know what happened. It just went from headphones.
Like, I see on this play... But what the hell is that?
It was fake. Let's be clear, it was fake.
What made me go do an investigation, because I was like, no way this is true. It's just hilarious. So I went to ESPN, and it just said he was benched for a coach's decision.
And the coach said that last night. Walking off the field, they said, asked him something about Abdul. He said, coach's decision.
Now,
well, the coach makes the decision to stop people from playing, right? When you did something wrong.
Now, what did he do? I just want to do some digging, because... is he really a freaky frog?
So you think...
You're in a room with all them dudes, and you... Dude, wait till you get home.
So you actually think he got suspended because he was watching that during a team meeting?
No, I don't think that, but I think it's a possibility. Did you hear about Michael Parsons coming out of Penn State? There's always something going on up there.
This has gotten broader.
Well, it was different.
Why, Brian, well, how much credence do you give to the Abdul Carter watching porn during a team meeting story?
No, originally I dismissed it, but that fake reporter's pinned tweet is Saquon signed with the Eagles, and he just tweeted out this morning that Joe Shane got fired. So I might want it to be true.
This dude might be onto something.
Wait, wait.
And Jeff's alleging that all of Penn State's up to no good.
Nah, I'm just saying, there's always some freaky stuff coming out of there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Bro.
There you go. Jeff's on the case. If you want to know what's going on with Abdul Carter, we got our best guy on it. Jeff, please continue your investigation for the people.
Let us know when you find out.
I got you. I got you.
My man. All right. When we return, Amelia Draper's going to tell us if the weather's going to stop and how much snow we got coming in the future. They're saying we could get more this weekend. I don't know what's going on. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here for my friends over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. I've told you how helpful they were when we had everything going on at our house. We had to move out for a while due to the water damage. We had to box some stuff up. The folks from Metropolitan Moving and Storage came in and saved the day. Gave us boxes, helped us pack stuff, helped us store stuff. Whatever your moving needs, whether it's commercial or residential, Metropolitan Moving and Storage can help you too. They can help stage your home if you're selling it. They can pack your boxes. They can build out custom moving supplies if you have fancy stuff, art, sculpture, chandelier. But most importantly, they'll let you know how much it's going to cost up front. They'll send a moving consultant to your house or your office to discuss your move and provide a free on-site estimate. No matter where, if it's local or if it's long distance, Metropolitan Moving and Storage will provide a dedicated truck and crew for your move. That means no truck space sharing, which is a huge deal. I've known these guys for 30 years. Justin's been a friend of mine a long time. Hit them up. 301-279-0090. 301-279-0090. I hope I never move again, but if I do, I'm going with Metropolitan Moving and Storage. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.